Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, North Bay, Sonoma County, Marin County, Lake County, and everything beyond. I think we're heard over in Oakland. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour, the longest-running real estate program in the universe, as far as we know. Right, Joe?
In the universe.
Yeah. Why not? We're expanding.
Let's go for it.
Why not? Unless there's life out there, they're sending radio waves to us, and there's another show someplace, you know, in the other part of the universe that we're not aware of. We are the only one that we're aware of here in the North Bay that's been doing this for as long as we have. I've been doing this for over 20 years. So welcome to the show. And you've been around now for a while with me, haven't you? What, 5, 6 years, something like that?
Oh, at least.
At least, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's been longer than 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Do people recognize Joe's voice? He's the sports guy.
I was with you when you were a different company.
That's right. You were. Okay, that's been a while. Yes.
Wouldn't you like to fly the balloon?
Yeah.
What's that song?
Up and Away.
I actually like
that song.
Yeah,
good.
That was good.
Yeah. It's funny because speaking of balloons, I'm looking at the best Sonoma County in the Press Democrat today. And, you know, this came out last week, and I saw it on my computer, and I didn't print it out to bring it in, and I didn't bother to look at the PD when I got here. So those of you who have the Press Democrat on the back of the front section in a huge page announcing our 2017 winners. This is the Press Democrat's best of award poll. Keller Williams was the best real estate company. Do we have any applaud music? Hey, there we go. Okay, we can do that. So all my Facebook buddies out there that are watching, there's the ad. You can see guys, and I've circled the Keller Williams. You don't need to see my face. There it is right there. So we're very cool about that, and congratulations all of you folks who voted. I've always wondered about how they put these polls together, you know, because some of these people I don't even recognize. I'm kind of looking at it going, who, what? I got to get out more, for God's sake, you know. But best local craft beer. Come on. That's easy. Pliny the Elder. I mean, people from all over the world come to California, to Santa Rosa. And you don't realize that. I mean, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, I was driving down 4th Street in the morning. And there's this huge line of people. And I was going, what, did they come up with a new iPhone? Is there a release going on or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, or a video game.
Yeah, or a video game. And it was, no, it was a little older crowd. Yeah. But it was they have the Pliny the Elder, and they release that, and people come from literally all over the world, you know, to get their Pliny the Elder. So that's kind of cool.
So if it goes by votes here, do you think the beer category got more votes than the realtors?
And they probably had more fun voting too. But, you know, best bank, Exchange Bank. I mean, I've been with Exchange Bank since 1974. And I have one of my clients who, her property listed in Lake County. We're going to chat about that a little later on. And she says, I got you beat. I've been with Exchange Bank since 1964. So that's a long time. But Exchange Bank is, you know, one of the local treasurers, you know, Redwood Credit Union, obviously. You know, just a whole bunch of stuff here. It's kind of fun to go through it. I should try to hit all the restaurants on this, Joe, if we can. Oliver's Market, best local market. And the nice thing about this too is that there, you know, really are a lot of local companies here and local, restaurants and that kind of stuff. Best food truck, Elroy's Taco Truck.
Really?
Like you think of Elroy? No, it's not. It's EL. Capital R, like Elroy, you know, taco truck. I don't think Elroy's got a whatever. But there's all sorts of cool stuff. Have you been to Coppola's place yet up in your neck of the woods up there north? Francis Ford Coppola Winery? Rustique Francis' favorite or something? That's the one right there at the old Sue Rainey Bot?
Can't say I
have not been there yet. And my wife went there. My wife goes all sorts of fun places that I don't go to.
And why she leaves you at home?
She leaves me at home with the dog, yeah. You stay here with the dog. And you and Jake have fun, and you guys just hang around the house. Okay, fine, we'll do that. Anyway, so a lot of interesting things. So it's on the back of page. It's actually on A14, but just the back of the front section of the Press Democrat, which is interesting. So welcome one and all. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do that any number of ways. Right now we're streaming live on Facebook video. So if you want to see what we look like, I'm going to probably pan over and show Joe here. You can see here. Let me do that right now. So we'll go over here and we'll just turn this, Joe, towards you. So all the people on Facebook.
Boy, you're right.
There's Joe.
Hi.
That's what he looks like. Is it kind of scary when you see somebody with their voice and their face looks like, you know?
Okay, now you're turning. Oh, yeah, you
there
see me.
Well, it's a little delay. A little delay. So there he is. Yay. Okay. So he has his fans out there. So we got football coming up. When does college football start? When is the first college football?
No, that's only about 3 weeks away.
Then high school is right behind that?
The high school first weekend.
Are you doing the Friday night lights, Gander fights, or something like that? Football?
Not doing, as of now, what I've heard, no high school game of the week on KSRO, which is sort of a bummer.
Darn. But they will have the Raiders.
Yeah, we had the first game last night, the first thrilling exhibition game.
Hey, the Niners won, right? Niners look pretty, pretty good, actually.
Niners have a better record than the Raiders.
Yeah, how about that? Well, we shall see what happens in prime time when they actually get down to the hard work, hard lifting. So you can give us a call also at 636-1350. Give us a call. We'd be delighted to chat with you. And about any of your real estate needs, we can chat about. We just had some questions recently about reverse mortgages. A lot of people are under the impression that they can't get a reverse mortgage, or they're really under the impression that it's going to cost them a ton of money. They take your house if you don't pay it off when somebody passes away. And that's not the way it is at all. So we have a great gal, Jill Grom, who's over at she works out of Redwood Credit Union, and she's really the expert. We've had her on the show, I think, 3 or 4 times. And, you know, we've had questions about that, you know, people wanting to know when somebody passes away, how do you what is a stepped-up basis, number one? And number two, how do you find the number? And basically, it's what I do, is I've done it before. I've done some going all the way back to, to 2007, where we had to determine a valuation because the person had passed away and the kids had held on to the property as an investment property. Because when you pass away and leave it to somebody, that becomes the new, what they call in tax parlance, the new basis for all your tax and your capital gains and this type of thing. And obviously, talk to your accountant or CPA about just the particulars of that. But and we've done them back. So a lot of people call up and say, my attorney told me I need a valuation at date of death. And they're not hard to do. It's basically, and the courts allow a realtor to do them for you. So, I mean, if you want to go out and get an appraisal, you can. Okay, but it's probably smarter just to have your realtor do it because it saves you a heck of a lot of money. And we're usually pretty happy to do them. So we do that a lot, and we have a lot of fiduciaries we work with. I'm working with one gal where you're going to bring two properties on the market, and one is in Lakewood on the lake. We just met with the cleanup crew to start working on that, and hopefully going to bring that to the market in about another month. And then another one property out in the northwest area on an acre, which is really a cute little farmhouse that'll be coming on also, you know, probably in about a month's time. So a lot of things starting to pop. I'm just going out today to look at a property on Meacham Road, and that's just about a half acre lot, about 1,700 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. There was one that sold up the street. It was listed for $670, and it sold for $100,000 over the asking price. And it's on 1 acre. It was a bigger property, bigger house, but still, you know, I mean, that's amazing. And what they do, Joe, is they They changed the price. See, agents do this, and they think appraisers are not going to see it. You know, so what they do is, say a house is listed for $650, and you sell it for $750. You have an offer for $750. So what they do is they go in the MLS and they change it from $650 to $750. All right. So now the new price, when you look, if you're just somebody coming into the MLS to look at it, and today you see $750, and you see an offer for $750, and you go, oh, they got full price. Well, they did it. They got $100,000 over, which kind of freaks out appraisers when they see that kind of a huge, you know, overbid. And guys, all your realtors who do that, I don't know why you guys do that, but they basically, all they got to do is look at the property history, which is right there, and it shows you what it is. There, I was doing a price reduction on that ranch we have up in the northwest area. And there was a comp in there, and it was on the market 14 days, and it sold, and it was like for $1.8 million. My clients go, look at that, sold just like that. I said, no, wait a second. I printed the property history. The thing had been on the market since 2011, I think. It had been like at 3.9 at one time, and had been dropped and relisted with somebody else, and dropped and relisted with somebody else, and dropped and relisted with somebody else. So it finally sold. I think this is the fifth agent who had it. But if you look at it on the face value, the MLS, oh, wow, look, that sold in 14 days. What a hot market we're in, right? No, you gotta go a little deeper than that, and that's one of the reasons why it's always good to use a old pro like myself who knows the ways.
Watch
around.
The old phrase.
Yeah, what's that?
Watch the old phrase.
Yeah. I know. Yes, we both resemble that remark. Yeah. Well, we'll take a little break. We'll come back and start the show, and we have some really interesting things to chat about. We're going to do the $1 million report today, and kind of show you what's going on in Sonoma County, Marin County, and Napa. You know, we're tight inventory all over for the general market as it is. But, man, you get over $1 million and they're setting all sorts of groovy kind of records. And, you know, as we talked about last week, the under contracts are way, way up. So even though the sales dropped tremendously over, you know, June to July, I think we're going to see probably a great August. So we're all hoping for that. So we'll take a break, come back more. Call a number, 636-1350, live on Facebook, streaming video. Good morning, everybody. I'm waving, and we'll be right back after these words.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California, 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
We have a nation that yesterday at least seemed like we were on the road to war. Back in the Korean Peninsula, where we lost 33,000 men in the Korean War, that was a albatross around the neck of America, an impossible situation that we put ourselves in.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO. The Joe Pags Show.
I don't want to gloss over and not mention the Manafort story. It's an important story, but probably something that shouldn't have been leaked yet. Probably something that the Washington Post had for a while and just decided to release it. If you can, fill the people in.
The July FBI raid showed that a federal investigation of possible ties between Trump's campaign and Russian meddling was intensified.
Early evening, 6 to 9, here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, and Joe and I were just talking about college football. It's going to start 3 weeks, and we're going to have our wipe out of the remember that. You got to do that, Joe.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on that. They're usually pretty easy to find, but I think it's the weekend before Labor Day.
Is that what it is?
That's my guess.
Cool. All right, great. So stay tuned for that. We'll have our wipeout of the week. We should have a record wipeout. You know, I think it was like, was it like 75-0?
Yeah, we had a.
It was one of those horrible. How does a coach do that to another team?
I think we.
How
had
do you feel the team that is that bad against another team?
Well, a lot of them are smaller colleges, and they make good money to go.
Exactly.
That
team. Yeah, to be humiliated and beaten in front of the other people. Yeah,
I would call that a form of child abuse.
Yeah. Really, it's like throwing the Christians to the lions, you know. Anyway, let's talk about interest rates for a second. We'll get back into the real estate program. Anybody who's not listened to the show before, we do kind of somewhat segue into sports occasionally. So, sorry, you got to stay tuned for that. Anyway, so right now, Mr. Pete Phillippe sent us over some rates, and Pete, as we've had him on the show here many times before. We could probably put him in another room and shut the door. You could probably hear his voice from there. He's one of those big booming voices.
You can hear it now.
He's home talking to his wife. But anyway, so FHA 30-year fixed rate 4%. The APRs are pretty high when you look at some of these loans, and that's because they're charging all sorts of upfront fees. So FHA is one of those government loans where you have some fixed higher rates. So the APR for that is 5.219. A lot of these loans are very little APRs, like the 30-year fixed rate jumbo loan, 20% down, 4.125%. So that's amazing, up to huge loans, up to $2 million for 4.25%. And the APR on that is a measly 4.166. So there's hardly anything there at all. What else we got? If you want to put 25% down, you can get 3.875 for a 30-year. And then 15 years, if you want to do a really short, fast, principal pay down kind of a loan, 3.5%. So that's looking pretty good too. So the rates are kind of sticking around kind of where they are. They went up just a little tad, but nothing that's going to, really drive people out of the market. Somebody asked me, what do I think would be the big probably thing to knock us out of the market here and maybe make things go down or just, kind of implode. That would obviously be a nuclear war. As we can tell with Korea, just the last week, the stock market took some pretty big hits. So, those international, out of our control kind of things are somewhat, you can have an overall effect on, but the real estate market, it's not like a security, so you can't really track it daily. I guess if you're in range, I guess if you have properties in Guam right now, that'd be a little shaky, right? So I don't know, is Guam even owned? Is that a state run thing over there? Because Guam is just this little place where we used to, fly our planes in and out of during World War II. So
I thought that was one of our territories.
It is.
Bam, well.
Yeah. That's why they're
sort of
aiming
like
there.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's why they're aiming there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would probably be the kind of a major effect. So let's talk a few properties while I got you guys here. And I was just talking about the property I have over on 4048 Barnes Road. We've had a significant price reduction. We were at $1,890,000. We were down to $1,069,50, and that is the property on 8.25 acres. It's all usable land, probably about an acre and a half, which has not been put under any kind of tillable crops. You could expand the vineyard if you wanted to. Right now, there's 5.5 acres of vines. And last year they had about 32 tons, and I was talking to the owner yesterday, and he manages another vineyard also, and he's thinking he's going to get a bumper crop this year. So it should be hopefully a good year for crops. And people ask me, well, that tonnage seems a lot for that kind of acreage. Well, the thing is, he uses the LIRE method, which is, it's L-Y-R-E. And what it is, it's basically two vines that go up when they come off the rootstock. Instead of just one vine, he's got like two. And it's kind of a method that was developed in France. Thank you. So he gets a lot more production. So we reduced that significantly down to $1,006,950, and it's got a nice big house with a big great room, a beautiful deck, really nice facilities on there. I was picking pears yesterday. He's got 50 pear trees, Joe, and there's just like ton of pears. And so I picked like this huge bag. So, and then my wife got all these apples from another person. So yesterday was making apple pie filling at our house. So it was very cool. What a production. Oh my gosh. To get to the stuff you use for canning, Joe, you have to go into the closet that you never go into, because that's where you keep all your canning stuff. So it was like an archaeological dig trying to get to the canning stuff, and everything comes out of the, why do we have this in it? Well, you never use this anymore. Why do we have this? It was one of those kind of things. So all this crap was all over the living room, in the entryway, and okay, where that's going to Goodwill, let's go over there. So it took us like 3 hours before we even got the stuff to make the apples,
Potential yard sale?
Yeah. Not really, but yeah, probably Goodwill. Anyway, now we have these beautiful, gorgeous-looking apple pie filling things. My wife did a great job. Good job, Luann. Anyway, so that property in Lake City is a ton of pear trees. I think there's 50 pear trees, huge fig tree, but the grapes are fabulous. They're Pinot Noir. They're sold at Duckhorn and Gunlunch Bunju, and he gets $4,000 a ton. And some of these, the Pinots, really good stuff, is going for $6,000 a ton. And you wonder why apples, are just doing what they're doing. I mean, they're talking about the Gravesine Apple Fair is going on right now. If you haven't been to that, go out and check it out. It's fabulous. Have the apple fritters there to die for, man. Oh, my gosh. You ain't lived until you had an apple fritter. And especially made with the apples that they use out there. But when you look at the cost of apples, at one time I think we had 15,000 acres of apples in Sonoma County. Now we're down to 700. So, and that's because you just can't compete with vines, you guys. It's just that when you look at the prices, if you can get rid of the apples. I mean, right now my client's got 50 pear trees. There's no market for pears. What do you do with the pears? So there's this sitting there rotting on the ground. So I wouldn't have got them anyway. So I digress a little bit. So that property is 8.25 acres, 5.5 acres of Pinot Noir, $1,006,950. Big, big, big price reduction. So if you have anybody in that price point, let me know. I'd love to show it to you. 322-8503. Once again, my number, 707-322-8503. And the property I was mentioning on Meacham Road, which is over there by Petaluma, right down from the Washu House. So you can always go down to Washu House and get yourself a nice big burger. 303 Meacham Road, and like I said, it's about 1620 square feet. Half an acre lot. We're probably going to be priced in the low sixes, which I just closed one over off of Hunter Lane. That was 1.5 acres. It's a little tiny house. And then we sold that for $645. So that'll be coming on probably this week sometime. I'm just meeting with the tenants today to see how we're going to do that. And then, all sorts of good stuff coming up. Our property on La Grande Lane, 4335 La Grande Lane. That's 829. We're doing some work on the property. I was there walking around the other day, and there's like 8 different dwarf fruit trees. I was just chomping my way through the forest there, so to speak, to the orchard. And that's on 1.5 acres, all usable land. And the house is about 1,665 square feet. So we're going to take a break for the news, come back more and talk about the $1 million report and some other good stuff. And where does $100 buy you? Is it, do you get less on the West Coast or more on the down south? So we'll chat about that too when we return with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
His order to KKK, Nazi, and other white supremacist groups that came to Charlottesville this weekend to go home and take your bigotry with you. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a day after a deadly car ramming attack that killed one person and injured 19 others.
It is about politics, and that the political rhetoric in this country today has breeded bigotry and hatred.
The governor spoke at a Baptist church in Charlottesville. National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster calling the attack in Virginia terrorism. And as for the threat from North Korea and President Trump's recent comment, McMaster says it's their SOP.
We have tremendous military capabilities. We have a very high degree of readiness. And so the United States military is always locked and loaded.
McMaster on ABC's This Week. On a Latin American tour, Vice President Pence heads to Colombia today, where the foreign ministry condemned President Trump's comment that military options are not off the table regarding Venezuela. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
The president is having a Twitter war with Mitch McConnell. He is not happy with the legislative progress. Mitch McConnell had a town hall down there in Kentucky where he explained why things are moving a little pokey.
The president and others have sent in early timeline.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Sunny skies and warm temperatures to start your week. Today, blue skies at 85, 71 on the coast. Mostly clear tonight. Low 57, 55 on the shores. A few clouds for Monday at 80 degrees, 66 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, sunny at 82, 69 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. I'm trying to get my little microphone out here, Joe. Where is the thing? I can't get it in and hooked up here. I get it?
You have to do it blind.
Here it is. Okay, cool. This is for our microphone. For
maybe you should do the celebration thing again.
Anyway, so the we're looking at the $1 million report, and you know I was talking to my client yesterday because we were analyzing just what's going on in the he's in the $1,650,000 price point now. Before that, he was at the $1,890,000. So we're kind of looking at the $1 million to $2 million price range. So I just basically did, you know, just $1 million plus. And it's pretty remarkable when you look at what's going on, you know, for Sonoma County. When you look at the overall, like our median price overall for the marketplace is up about 12%. So I think we're like 645, something like that now. But when you look at the median home price, you know, when you're talking about over $1 million, it hardly moves at all. I mean, the median home price for the $1 million properties in Sonoma County is just up like, it's actually down 1%. So right now the median home price for properties in Sonoma County is $1,329,000. Now, overall in Marin County, when you look at Marin County, you know, their medium home price, you know, is $1,475,000, period. I mean, that's $1 million, but their medium home price is like $1,300,000. So Marin County is like that all the time, where our medium home price is like $645,000. So it's double. Yeah, I know Joe says it's crazy. But where it really starts making a big difference is when you start looking at the amount of solds, the properties that are on the market. I mean, you know, our sales plummeted overall in the marketplace, like almost 100 sales. So they dropped substantially. It was pretty, pretty big. And we were kind of going, wow, what happened to July? Everybody must be on vacation, right? But the nice thing about it is the under contracts was up significantly. So we're hopefully, and that's kind of a, you know, properties that are in escrow, that's kind of a bellwether for a good month to follow, and hopefully August will be a good month. But when you get over $1 million, guys, and this kind of this is a testament to just how much money is in this county, and what's going on in that price range. When you look at the solds for $1 million, they went from 48 last year to 70 this month in July. So these are July sales. So that's a 46% increase. You know, and the overall market dropped by 100, but when you get over $1 million, it would increase 46%. And, but the thing with them also is that drop from June to July, they lost about 15% of the sales from June to July. So everybody, I think, kind of went on vacation in July. You know, and just, you know, the activity was not there. But overall, year to year, I mean, they're up 43%. New properties, and this is the bane of our existence in the overall market, is there's just not much coming on the market at all. They're up 46%. So last year at this time, they had 70 properties in the $1 million-plus range, and now there's 102. So you can see there's just, you know, a lot of stuff out there. And in the last 2 months, you know, it's kind of been right around the same, 107, 102. So it's kind of like flat in that regard. But year to year, it's up 46%. And then the for sale properties, they're up 16%. And we're actually, overall market, we're down. But in this case, you know, the $1 million report, you can see that the new properties being put on the market is up 46%. The overall market is up 16%. So that's good to see. Days in the market is down 25%. So right now it's like 67 days these properties are on the market. So it's a very robust segment of the overall market prices and real estate market in Sonoma County. Month supply of inventory is about 3.18 months, which is still good, and that's down 24%. So, you know, you can see that, you know, it's just a very, very active marketplace. Overall in the market, when you look at the number of actives we have right now, we have, and this is for the total market in Sonoma County, so you want to go out and look at a house. All right, this is what Allison calls showable listings. There's only 799 total for the entire county. And of those, 42% or 338 are over $1 million. All right. So, you know, when you look at properties under $1 million, you can see it gets even tighter still. So I broke things, you know, these prices kind of down by segment. And because I wanted to see, and these are the actives I broke down, 0 to 249,000. It's gone. There's only three houses that are on the market for a zero from under 249, and those got to be pretty bad. Shacks. It just says shacks. They probably are, Joe. 250 to 499. There's 88 properties. 500 to 749. This is kind of where the action is. There's 234 houses on the market. Then 750 to just under $1 million. There's 134. So you can see that's a pretty active price point for properties under $1 million. Obviously, is 500,000 and above. You know, then you get over $1 million, it's 195 between 1 and 2 million, then over 3 million, or excuse me, over 2 million, to 3 million is 55, and then over 3 million, there's 88 properties. So it's just amazing. You know, obviously, I've been doing this for a long time, since 1978, and there was a time where we didn't have any properties over $1 million. Or they'd be very few and far between. Now we have 88 over 3 million. So you can see it's the $1 million plus range. Now, the thing is that if you are on the market and you have not sold your house and you are over $1 million, you have to ask yourself, look at all of this activity we have in the marketplace. Why haven't I sold my property? See, and that's kind of the double-edged sword here. If you are selling your property, all right, and you have not got an offer on it, and it's been a month or two, you may want to start thinking about reducing your price, because there's a lot of activity in this price segment. A lot of properties coming on the market, more competition for you. You know, properties that are, the sales are way up. Why aren't you one of those sales? So it's not like there's not nothing happening. Okay, so you got to be aware of that. So when you work with your realtor, or you come to me and say, Mike, I want to sell my property, what's going on in the marketplace? I explain this to you. And the key, like everything, it's always about price. Now, obviously, you can stage things. You can make the home look, you know, a lot more attractive, you know, and price it right. All right, and you will have a very short time on the market. But if you leave off any of those equations, and price usually is the one folks don't really, you know, consider. You know, there's a school of thought right now in Sonoma County. We'll put it out there and we'll see what happens. And, you know, a lot of our sellers feel that way, but that doesn't work all the time. So in kind of one of the worst things that can happen to you is, you know, you get basically shop-worn. You've been on the market for a long time. People start wondering, why is this house on the market? So, you know, and we all have, you know, the access to all the same data. So, you know, that's one of the things you got to watch out for. So if you're priced over $1 million now and you haven't sold your property, it's not for lack of activity in the market. So there's got to be something wrong with your property. Either when we say location, 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 or it's going to be price. You know, then Napa, you think Napa's like this really hot market, you know, and you're going, wow, Napa properties, they must be flying out the door. That's the world-class Napa Valley, man. I mean, it's like, you know, slick, cool, and happening. And their median price over $1 million dropped from $1,750,000 down to $1,350,000. That's a 21% drop. So they're not doing that much at all. So Sonoma County, we're kind of an anomaly when you look at the $1 million plus range. You know, in areas where it's $1 million medium price, like San Francisco, Palo Alto, the Peninsula, Silicon Valley, that's a different animal. But here, you know, when you segregate the $1 million market from the overall market, it's significant, because we're not like Marin County, where the median home price is $1.3 million. So it makes a little more, we want to say, probably more validity to those numbers than you would have, say, Marin. But in Napa County, they're kind of the same as we are, but they don't really sell that many properties. But their solds are down 14% in Napa County. The under contracts are down 4%. New properties on the market is down 16%. So, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, they're seeing a whole drop, big drop in new properties coming to the market. You know, they had 58 3 months ago. Now they're down to 37. The for sale properties, they only have 212 properties in that $1 million plus range. And that's a 9% drop. So the sales are, you know, for the last 3 months are pretty just absolutely flat. 211, 212, and 212 for May, June, and July. So, you know, Napa right now, when you look at it, and one of the keys you want to look at is the month supply of inventory. Because we've talked about this before. We talked about what a you know, average time in the market is, what is a buyer's market, what's a seller's market, what's a normal market. And a normal market is right around 4 to 6 months. Anything over that, you're in a buyer's market. So right now, Napa County, based on their sales and the amount of properties they have, they are currently at an 8-month supply of properties. And, you know, that's dropped a little bit, but not much. They were at 8.7 last year at this time, but they have an 8-month supply of inventory. So, you know, not that you can go in there and bargain like a Thai rug merchant, but definitely, you know, the people there, the sales are not happening that much. So hopefully sellers are aware of that. But then again, if you want $1 million plus property in Napa County, you may not care. They say, this is my fourth or fifth house that I really have to sell. And that is sometimes the issue you have with $1 million properties, is the motivation of the sellers is not that critical as, say, somebody who's selling a home for $500,000 that's already got an escrow on a house that's worth $700,000. There's a lot more motivation there than somebody who's maybe selling one of their fifth or sixth houses they own. So it's a little difference. And then Marin County, we talked about it before. Their median price is up about 3%. Their sales are up about 17%, but they don't really sell that much down in Marin County overall. It's pretty skinny. And when you do the $1 million report there, you're talking about pretty much the market, because the median home price, as I stated, overall in Marin County is about $1.3 million. Their under contracts are up, which is good. New properties are down, and the for sale properties are down also. They only have 402 active listings over $1 million. So, you know, it's gets a little skinny down there regardless. And so basically it's kind of the same thing all over, except that we seem to have a lot more inventory coming onto the market here in Sonoma County. And, you know, we just, in our sales have increased, which is good. We have a, you know, a good supply of $1 million properties. But the time on the market has dropped, and also the days on the market. You know, the overall supply of property has come down. So, you know, we're a pretty active, robust market. So the question is that if you have your house on the market and you're in excess of $1 million and you've been on the market for a while, it's not because there's no activity. There's plenty of activity in this price point. You just got to ask yourself, why is my property not selling? And usually when you get into $1 million plus properties, you're getting into individual properties. They're not cookie cutter. They you know, people expect certain things, square footage, pools, you know, all the luxurious finishes and this type of thing. So if you're trying to sell something that does not have that, you are most likely at a disadvantage. So you better make it up in other areas, like our property on Barnes. We have, you know, the vineyard properties, which are pretty much few and far between right now, and all Pinot too. So we'll take a break and we'll come back and chat about some more. See where your dollar is the biggest bang for your buck. If you had a, you know, what does $100 get you? Well, in the South, it gets you more than you would expect. And in California, we all know this, it gets you less. So we'll come back and chat about that. It sums it up. That's the show for today. No, just joking. We'll be right back after these words.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station. FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The Joe Pags Show.
I read closer, it said protesters show up in front of Representative Jason Lewis's house to protest. Yeah. I don't know if it's Obamacare or something else or whatever. And I immediately retweeted it and I said, I hope that the representative has every single one of these people that we now have video proof arrested for trespassing and for possibly, you know, terroristic threats to your family.
Early evening, 6 to 9 here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO. The Lord Laura Ingraham Show.
We have a nation that yesterday at least seemed like we were on the road to war. Back in the Korean Peninsula, where we lost 33,000 men in the Korean War, that was a albatross around the neck of America, an impossible situation that we put ourselves in.
Weekdays 9 to noon on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We're back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 94.5 FM for you folks down there in the south of the county, Marin County. Then 103.5 FM up here, Crystal Clear FM. And also you go to ksro.com and listen to us live there. Or you can go to, today, Facebook and the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Look there and you'll see my video happening right now live. Also, you know, I went to Wiseacre Farms. My Sonoma County Executive Association has a, we have Brian Boyd is one of our members, and he's the owner of Wiseacre Farms. That's that farm stand on Arata Lane, and he has all organic chickens. They all run around. He's got this huge Pyrenees dog that takes care of the chickens, and I have a great video I posted on the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly, and you can see this huge Pyrenees dog and all these little chickens, and they all love them. They all run around them and everything, and he has a really unique way to raise chickens. So if you've ever been out there, it's 611 Arata Lane, and it's really, really, really an interesting property. He has tours he does every once in a while, but he has an egg vending machine, Joe, in the front. It's his world-famous egg vending machine. You go in there and you put your money in and you get a carton of eggs. And his eggs are all, like, you know, organic, all that good stuff. So, but you got to check out the Facebook page and see this huge Pyrenees dog. He's walking around with all these little chickens. So we're talking about, you know, where does your money get you? And, Joe, I just gave Joe a picture of a pretty stately-looking home, Joe, right?
It looks like I could fit in there.
Yeah, you probably could fit in there. No. So we're talking about, what does California get you, and what do you get down in, like, say, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, South Dakota, or Kentucky? These are all the areas where you can get, if you got $100 in Mississippi, it goes to it stretches out to about $116. That's what, so you get more for your obviously for your dollar down there. If you're in Washington, D.C., it's $85. It's about all that $100 will buy you. So it's kind of like being in the Eurozone or being in Mexico or the peso. So I pulled up an example. I went on to Realtor.com and I pulled up this house in Biloxi, and it's in a gated community. So how big is it, Joe?
4,200 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 3.5 baths.
And how much?
$349,000.
Excuse me, how much?
$349,000.
$349,000.
Marin County, that'd be one of those million-dollar ones.
Oh, right? Are you kidding me? It'd be like $2 or $3 million. But I mean, here, that would be 4,200 square feet. That would be, you know, probably $1 million also. So you can see, you know, we kind of wonder. And this is why a lot of boomers are leaving, you know, the state of California when they retire, because they can go to these places, you know, and a lot of people that live in California were born someplace else. I think I'm one of the true natives. You're a native, right, Joe? California?
Yep.
So we're kind of few and far between. But the thing is that so many people come here, make their money, and then they retire. They go, you know, I'm going to go back to where I came from. One of my best buddies did that. He went back to Georgia. You know, bought a beautiful house with another house on his property with a pool, and it's probably worth about $350,000. But so you go to Mississippi, you could buy this gorgeous 4,200 square. But then you got to say, okay, what the heck am I going to do with 4,200 square feet?
Yeah.
But the thing is that if you're making decent money here, and you're going, you know, and the big thing is the wage discrepancy. So that's why you have these discrepancies in you know, what gets you the most money, and because the wages there are going to be a lot less. But, you know, if you're in a high demand, you know, kind of business anyway, you know, you're going to get a job, you're going to get a decent income relative to the area you're in. So, but geez, you go to Mississippi and you can get a house like that in Biloxi, and it's a gated community. You should have saw all the other homes around it. But 4,200 square feet. So you're a family. You know, we had one of our clients, you know, we'd sold a home in Skyhawk, and he had, I think, six kids. So, and he's moved on to another area where he can get a heck of a lot more money, you know, a house for his money. And he has a job where his job is he's in the medical field, and he's wanted everywhere. He's just a really smart guy. So, but he can go to Biloxi. He can go to if you want to go to Mississippi, you know.
And you stand the mug.
Exactly, yeah. And there's all those trade-offs. But, you know, if you want a big house and a lifestyle, you know, then you look at California. And your dollar, $100 will only get you about $88, you know. So, you know, there's a little penalty, you know, for living on the West
that
Coast.
That is a pretty big wide range.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge range. And number one,
worst, you said Washington, but
Washington,
D.C. is the state's, is
well, Hawaii so is the next
that's
one.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you're in the middle of the ocean out there, you got, everything's got to be sent to you. But after that, it's New York City, which we know is absolutely crazy. New York City is just another planet. You know, I mean, all the international cities, the prices are just ridiculous. I remember we were in Paris looking at property there. And, you know, the whole thing about Paris is that they keep the whole downtown area, you know, all the apartments are out of town. You know, so the whole downtown area, yeah, all the slums are outside of town. There's nothing in that town at all that, you know, is an eyesore, because they know and they understand the aesthetic and what really people come to Paris for. They don't come to Paris to see, you know, apartment buildings. They come to Paris to see the, you know, the great artwork and all that good stuff. But New York City, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, the apartments that sell for New York City are just astronomical. I mean, you know, that's another story. Anyway, so if you want to get more buying for your buck, you're in the wrong place. You made the wrong move, folks. You need to get out of here, you know. But but that's something to consider, you know. And there was another article again that I was reading. And I'm always curious as to say, you know, where is the inventory going to come from? You know, what's going to make it happen? And there's an article about boomers, you know, and even millennials. And there's really no compelling reason to want to sell and move on and get out of Dodge. Because, number one, where are you going to go? And that's the big thing right now, is that not only where are you going to go, but, you know, just, you know, are you content where you are today? And a lot of people are very content, you know, where they live today. And when you look at all the boomers, you know, there's like, they did a poll, CER, which I'm desperately looking for now, but I can't find it. But I don't think we really need it, because I'm running out of time. But they found out that most people, there's no compelling reason for them to move. They're happy where they are. So we all know this. Even the millennials who bought in the last 3 or 4 years are perfectly happy. They don't want to move up. So there's no compelling reason for them to do this. So that's why you see this huge amount of properties that are just not coming onto the market, because people don't need to sell. So that's it for today. Go on to Facebook with Mike Kelly. You can look at the show, listen to the show again, or if you missed it, tell your friends about it. They can go see the video. We'll see you next Sunday with another program. I'm Mike Kelly, and Joe Pasquini's here, the sports guy. I'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home. information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.